Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our whole desire is to bring you the gospel truth from a grassroots level that we all can grow thereby. Father, we thank you, oh God, what you're doing and what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to bless the efforts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to touch the hearts and mind of those that are lost throughout the world in every situation. Oh God, we know you are able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we thank you for your glory, your mercy, your kindness, oh God, in every situation of life. In the name of Jesus, as you come by and look upon all those that are sick and shut in, bind up Satan's hand, loose, oh God, those that are bound in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, God, you are the truth. You are the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we pray for your success, and that's why we thank God for you being here. There's no mistake. Oh, you didn't click on the wrong station. Amen. You're meant to be here. You're meant to be here. The subject, living in a lie. Living in a lie. During the beginning of time, things had started out in the Garden of Eden, where God had spoke, amen, and brought man in existence, the world he created through his word, amen, and he, above everything else, amen, loved mankind. He loved his creation. God cares for his people, amen, seen and unseen. All the way around the world, he is God. He is God. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. You can't go by your feelings. Amen. Feelings, amen, dealing with God is God's a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in his spirit and his truth. So you can't say that God know my feelings. He know your feelings. Well, Jesus walked the earth. Amen. He came in the flesh, the word of God. Jesus came in the flesh. He came, he walked among us, and he saw what was going on. So he knew about feelings. But in order to become a child of God, you have to confess not only your feelings, but what you believe in your heart. What you believe in your heart. And this was happening on the spiritual side. Amen. Because in your heart, whatever you speak, amen, believe, it'll come to pass. Lying is forbidden, because you get saved by telling the truth. Amen. The book of Revelation, amen, the 20th chapter, the 21st chapter in the book of Revelation, saying that all liars, they have their part in the lake of fire. Amen. So that's how important telling the truth is in God's eyesight. Amen. Because you believe in your heart, what you have in your heart, and you speak it out. Amen. God knows what's in your heart. I used to say, God knew my heart. Nobody judged me. God knew my heart. And I found out it's true. It's true. He knows. And you know I was telling a lie too, because I wasn't, amen, really wasn't trying to come to him. I was trying to dodge him in all my ways. Amen. Amen. We're talking about false teaching in this series. Amen. A continuation of false teaching. And we want to let you know that maybe you have run across certain false teaching. Amen. And not knowing it. And not knowing it. Maybe you thought you really had. In the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immorality, sorcery, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burn with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, sexual immorality, amen, is where we're at dealing with false teaching, amen, and unbelieving, amen. Sexual immorality is dealing with the day and time people are living and not knowing it now that they're being a part of a lie. They're living a lie. Amen. They're living a part of a lie that everybody's doing. That's the culture. And shacking up is the culture. Amen. You get married or you want to get married and you figure that when you get engaged, amen, you're getting being betrothed, amen, is a common thing. But it's not in God. Amen. God is saying, amen, if you be involved in that, amen, you'll find yourself, amen, not only breaking commandments, but you'll find yourself, amen, living a lie. Amen. When it comes down to marriage, when it comes down, amen, shacking up, there's no separation. When God made Adam and Eve, amen, he made them. And he said, now it's time for a man to leave his father and mother in the book of Genesis and cling to his wife. Amen. They had a problem many years ago. Amen. I was involved in a meeting. All pastors met together. And it was complaint among all the not all of, but many of the mothers saying that what they're going to do, what they're going to do, their child's, amen, they're being dating, amen, by unsaved, they're dating, amen, missionaries, and all of them are going around, amen, saying that it's okay to date, it's okay, it'll be all right, amen. So if they, we came up with the scripture and dealing with the saved and unsaved. Sometimes people love each other, but their faith. Faith is strong. Love is strong. And it's Hebrews 13. We came up with Hebrews 13. Let brother love continue. Forget not to entertain strangers, but for so doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners also in the chain with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourself in the body also. Marriage is honorable in all, among all. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But the fornicators and the adulterers God will judge. You have to understand, amen, it was a lie to say that once you get engaged and once you be dating, you can have sexual activities. Amen. It's only permitted in marriage, saved and unsaved. It's, marriage is honorable. It's honorable. Every man and woman all over the world, wherever you go, they say, oh, that's my wife. That's my wife. Amen. They recognize, amen, the word wife all over the world, different languages. They recognize the word wife. Amen. And they respect that. Amen. God is saying, according to God's word, those of us that live, amen, by God's word. We don't live by tradition. We don't live by historical being handed down to the family and what mommy did, daddy did, cousins and sisters are doing now. Amen. Pastors and leaders are doing. Amen. Amen. The only way you have the right, amen, a passage to have sex and activities is through marriage. It's through marriage. So what we're going to do, we're going to definitely open up the lines earlier, but right now we continue looking at what Paul said about sexual activities, what he said about sexual activities. And sometimes, amen, we live off the word of God. We live off the word of God. Amen. God's word. Amen. Remember, always challenge your Bible. Always ask you to make sure the Bible that you have, amen, King James, American Standard, New International Bible, as well as the Amplified Bible, no mainstream Bible, saying John 3:16, God so loved the world, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So those Bibles, so remember, you want to make sure and make sure possible that you're living in the truth. You're living in the truth. You're not living in tradition. You're not living, amen, something according to what man says. Amen. You want to make it to heaven. Amen. You want to make it to heaven, and you want to be a continuation, making it to heaven, amen, not only here, but in the world to come. Amen. Paul was speaking about, amen, concerning the body. He's saying that all sin that a man does, amen, is not against the body. Amen. But sexual activities, amen, you sin against the body. You sin against your body. Amen. And this activity is transforming spirits from one person to another. And you have to understand, amen, when you get involved, talk about marriage, you hear people say, well, you're just taking your lot of baggage is going from one person to another. Amen. Sexual activities. Sexual activities. What scripture it is, those that might know, is in the book of Romans. We have write it down. Amen. When Paul was speaking about every sin that a man does, amen, is not against, amen, his body. But there's only one sin. Amen. It affects the body, affects the mind, the soul and spirit. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Amen. When you begin to, that's why a man become, the spirit become one. One. Amen. So when a person gets saved and God come into their life, amen, Christ come into their life, amen, your spirit become born again. But those that get involved in sexual activities, amen, you bring in, amen, the spirit become one, be like a union between those two. And that's how the one begins. The one begins. Amen. And when you separate from that person and say, oh, this is not, this, I thought she was the right person. Amen. But I'm not sure. Amen. So you just involved in sexual activity. You were involved in, amen, love. Amen. Loving the person because you got involved only for sex. Amen. You thought that was a legal way you can move in. Amen. So this is a part of living a lie. Living a lie. Amen. God is real. Death is real. Life is real. Sickness is real. Amen. The world is real. Amen. So God has rules and regulations because we're dealing with, amen, other spirits that's in this world. And the enemy is there. He come to destroy. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. We know you're going to have a great time listening to the study as always. Amen. Those of you continue to come in, amen, you can call 1-347-215-8816 or 1-855-236. Amen. 2252. Amen. 1-347-215-8816. 1-855-236-2252. And those that haven't been coming before, we don't ask for your name. We just ask you push 1 on your phone. And if you push 1 on your phone, then we'll put you in the studio. We'll call it your area code and your last 4 digits. The area code and the last 4 digits. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We'll write down your numbers. Amen, and only just send you a thank you for what you're doing. Amen, we'll send you a thank you for what you're doing. Amen. Now we have a call. We have a call. It's area code 516-844. I'm sorry, the last four digits, 1413. The last four digits is 1413. Amen. You on the call. God bless
Lord.
You.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you, Bishop, and everybody in Blog Talk Land. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, by the Father of the only begotten Son. Amen. I decided to say something different, so I don't want to sound like everybody else. But I would like to say we would be lost if we take part in or continue to believe or listen to anything that's false. That's my godly rhyme for today. God bless you all.
God bless you, man of God. Good to have you. Amen. Amen. We be lost if we get in partakers of anything that is false. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. The line, we're in the studio now. We're in the studio. Those that have comments, amen. We're at 754. The last four digits is 7506. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. I have two comments. The first one, the song keep coming to me, there's only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. So we have to remember and stay focused that what's important is doing it the way God wants us to do it. In order to see God, we have to do it the way, and he told us one way to God is only through his son, Jesus Christ. And also prayer. We have to continue to pray. We have to pray about everything. And God is sitting on my heart, pray. You have to pray about everything before you get with anybody. You need to what? Pray. You need to pray. And realize there's only one way to God, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. And that means we have to keep the word and do like the word say. Nothing more important than seeing Jesus. That's my comment for tonight.
All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. We are in the studio. Like in what you have to say, amen, that many people living now. We're not talking about reading. You read something. People are living a lie. Don't even know it. They don't even know it because they caught something on radio, television, amen, a book or something without seeing who's the author of that book. Amen. God is communication, and the devil jumped into communication. That's why Jesus said in the latter days there'd be many false teachers, many false prophets. Amen. Everybody want to be told something about their life. Everybody want to be sure about this. Amen. Things should go my way. In God's ways, it's not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. Amen. So once you get to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's one of the major things. Then as you begin to study constantly from day to day, time to time, amen, you know the voice of God. You know his word. All right. We're in the studio now, those of you. Amen. Desire to have comments. It is your time. This is what Doctrine of Truth does. Amen. We share our testimony. We share our songs. Amen. That we can grow thereby. We can grow thereby. You want to go to our website? You can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. We've been in the air, amen, about over 5 years. And you can find many, many, many subjects 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God bless you. Amen. We continue to pray one for another. Amen. I think we have area code 561. The last four digits, 6193. Last four digits, 6193. You're on the air. Bless you. 561.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you. God bless everyone that's listening to us this afternoon. I just have a comment. I just want to just thank you and the Lord, my God, for being so good to me. He's been good for now tomorrow will be 84 years, and I thank him for it because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I know he didn't bring me this far to leave. So the comment that I'm making is right about sheep with wool clothes. Be mindful who you listen to. Please be mindful who you listen to, the listener I'm talking to, because the devil, he is right there. He go to church with you. He go home with you. He'll do everything he can, but what you do, you listen to God. Preach his word. Go out like he say, among the people. Spread his name. Let him know how good he been. And then you'll be all right. Thank you so much. God bless you, Bishop, and all the listeners that are listening to our voices.
God bless you, man of God. Good to have you on the air. Amen. Very wonderful. Amen. All right. I think it was that 754. Last four digits, 7506. 754-7506. Amen. You're on the air. Amen. You're on the air. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I think we just lost that one. Amen. All right. Remember living, not reading, not talking. You, not what the world is doing, not what things are doing, but you, yourself, living in a lie. Living in a lie. Living, amen, your testimony. Living, people see, amen. Your testimony is a live testimony. People see what you're doing. The devil can talk to you. People can talk to you. But when you start walking it, amen, that's what they want to do. All right, with area code 561, the last four digits is 3518. 3518. God bless you. On the air.
Yes, good evening, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you for the subject. We all know that society right now and our culture is like so straight in tune with sexual immorality. It's just like so prevalent. It's like they're trying to make same sex and homosexuality just so normal. It's TV shows. It's just always talked about. You know, I'm not saying anything against LGBTQ. I'm just saying Bible says. And I had a boy come to me one time and say that. Why do they make it sound like being gay is the worst sin? Well, it's not. It's the sexual sin of being gay that's not good, according to the Bible. Like you said in Genesis, when God brought Eve to Adam, He ordained at that time that marriage and the sexual encounter of marriage was between a man and a woman. So if we're going to live the word, then we have to live it. We can't alter it. And the only reason that some of these people are always stomping and screaming and jumping up and down and yelling and bashing gay people is because they're out there fornicating. Sexual sin is sexual sin. Pornography, fornication, all of that, still sexual immorality. But, you know, when somebody want to throw the rock and hide their hand, they got to make somebody else what somebody else doing worse than what they doing. And then they want to turn around no matter and blame their flesh. But Jesus died for all the sin. And when you accept it for what it is, you're saved, you repent, and you do all you can to live in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Jesus, right now for omission of sins, deliverance. We thank you right now, and I thank you for your time. Have a good evening.
All right. We thank you, woman of God, for the insight and the in-depth. Amen. For going on. Amen. In those areas. Amen. It's the world itself. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. When you become born again, a child of God, amen, you start following God's rules and regulation, then you can see. You can see, amen, the world, the entanglement, amen, of society and traditions of society. Jesus made a statement one time. He said the gospel is in non-effect, amen, because of tradition. Because of tradition of men. Because of tradition. All right, the lines are open. Amen. We're in the studio. Amen. And we're here. We came on out of, in the studio early because of the message and the subject matter. Amen. False teaching, killing people. Amen. A lie can destroy families and homes. Amen. You can go along for years and years not knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And next thing you know, you can say, well, God not going to hurt me. I haven't done anything wrong. No, but you was born in sin. That's the message going out there. Amen. But you know how you buy a ticket and you paid your money and you get ready to go to the game and you get there and you say, oh, this ticket is not any good. Or you run to the store and the door is shut because somebody gave you the wrong time. And you know that's how it could be. It could be worse. You don't want that feeling when you come before God. All of us gonna come before God. Amen. So call a friend and tell a friend that Doctor of Truth is on the air. And if you're witnessing to those that you know, you're trying to explain to them, amen, about the, amen, shack it up, or living together, amen, or having two or three wives. Amen. Let them know you live by the Bible. You live by the Word of God. You live by the only true God that sits in the. He sets on a circle. He sets high and sets low. A circle doesn't break. It's complete. Amen. God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. The man is trying to recreate. Amen. His life. All right. We are. You can go, always remember after this podcast, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, or you go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. We're in the studio. We'd like to have your comments. This is the time now you get a chance to speak. Amen. Give a poem, a hymn. Be involved in conversations. We don't bash anyone or talk about your religion. Maybe you might have a question about marriage. Maybe you might have a question, amen, about budgeting in marriage, amen. Living in a lie, amen, it exposes, amen. When you come together in Christ, you become one. And how to get to one is sharing what you have with the others, with the other person, amen. Male or female, according to God's word, they come to God created to a male and a female. And he said they become one because he took the rib from Adam. He took the rib from Adam and made the woman. Amen. There are many other things that people do sometimes, from time to time, amen, that they find themselves, amen, and not sure what the Bible says about it. And they go to other people, and they talk to people that they think know the Word of God, and they find out, say, oh, my God, God, please forgive me. I didn't know that. And he will forgive you. He will forgive you. He will forgive you of your sins. Amen. He will. Jesus came that he might undo the works of the devil. Yes, that's what he did. That the Bible says that he died, amen, to undo the works of the devil. And half of his ministry in the time, amen, was healing the sick, amen, destroying, amen, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, amen, and the 8th verse, it says, who have sinned is of the devil. For the devil had sinned before from the beginning. But this purpose, the Son of God was manifested for this purpose, that he may destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, Jesus came and died on the cross to destroy the works, amen, the sins, amen. He gave his life. That's why giving is so important in God's eyesight. You cannot pay God. Amen. You can't pay him. Amen. And once you start giving, you're working in the mold of blessing plan. Prosperity comes in giving. Giving. You're giving yourself to Christ and let God lead you. You're giving yourself, amen, and let God lead you. We're talking about living in a lie. Some of you might have another comment. Amen. You can press one on your phone and we'll put you in. I have a comment concerning, amen, living. You might know things that you have done and you weren't sure about it, but God brought you to the light of his word and he's saying don't do. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. All right, we'd like to hear from you, for you and you. We thank God for all of you in different areas of life, with different area codes. We're with 954s and 718s and 561s, 754s, amen. Sometimes we hear from 305s and amen, and all different 850s. So we thank God for you. It's a place you can express yourself. Amen. If you're relaxed, we don't try to give your name out in that area. Amen. But we want you to feel it's something. We come here to grow. Proverbs says that iron sharpening iron. Amen. You know the Lord, and this time now is more than ever. It's very important. There's so many voices out there. Amen. You just can't wing it. Amen. You just can't fake it until you make it. Amen. You just can't slide around. Amen. You need to know God is a healer even in these times with all these different viruses and plagues going through the air. You don't see them, but it affects your life. You don't see them. Amen. This is the same thing with sin. You don't see sin, but it does affect your life. Amen. Those spirits affect your life. Amen. It bounds you up, puts you in prison. Amen. You find yourself, amen. When you learn how to forgive, amen, and learn how to forgive and work on it and begin to affect your mind, your thinking, amen. Philippians 4 says, think on these things. And Paul has said in the book of Romans, amen, amen, renew your mind. Prove things, amen, because that is the part of you, amen, have to be re-educated, amen. The spirit being born again with a clap of a hand, a wink of an eye, Holy Spirit give you a new, he renew you from the inside. Then you have to continue to work from the inside out. Work on, educate yourself according to God's word. Read God's word. There are so many different tools out there. They have they got videos about the Bible. They have cassette players. Amen. Get to know the real word of God first. Amen. Then if you're using a book, find out what book, what author, what faith that person is in. Amen. If you're against Jesus, don't listen to it. Jesus is God's only begotten Son. Amen. He's God's only begotten Son. Amen. He come that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. Amen. Jesus is God's only begotten Son. He died for us. He walked this earth for us. He gave his life for us. Amen. He's our friend. Amen. God is the one. Amen. The word of God walked this earth. Amen. Communication walked this earth from God. God is communication. Amen. He believed. Amen. He wants to communicate with his people. That's what prayer is all about. He wants to communicate with his people. Amen. All right. Studio is open again. Amen, as always. You can press one on your phone. Those of you might want to make another comment. That's fine. Amen. We're going to look at some things that in the word pertaining to, amen, sexual immorality. Amen. It's a sin. It's a sin. Even though the culture might say it's okay, according to God, it's a sin. And that's one sin that fights against the body. Amen. That causes the body. Amen. You have so many diseases that attacks mankind. And this one, amen, you like a conduit. Amen. You transform one sin to another person. Amen. Or whatever. And sexual immorality. Amen. So you have to be very careful, very mindful. Amen. And the culture says okay, but God said, no, listen, that's going to destroy your mind and your body. You need to have him ask him to forgive you, and he will. Homosexuality and all these things, that God will forgive. But you have to mean it from your heart. You got to mean it from heart. Then the next thing you have to do, you have to re-educate your mind. That is all right, because the enemy will try to take that same information, amen, and try to destroy you, saying, "No, God don't. God haven't forgiven you. He haven't. He don't care about that. You know how you did wrong. You're not worthy." No, all that's under the blood. Under the blood. All right, the lines are open. As always, press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. We're looking for you, and you. Amen. If you desire to sing a song, we can't give you no contract. We can't give you no diploma, amen, or ring, or a watch, a banner from Blog Talk Radio, amen. But we're just here to encourage you. Amen. The matter of the mouth of two or three witnesses, he said, let my word be established. Let my word be established. And the multitude of counselors, there's safety. There's safety. Hearing from God's word, if you have nobody to talk to, or credible, and you know their life is, you're not living a life. You're not living a life to believe in God. Amen. Amen. Continue to be prayerful and learn the voice. Learn the move of God in your life according to scripture, according to the Bible. Amen. All right. If you got a prayer request, amen, you can come on and give a prayer request. Amen, because we'll be ready to go into prayer. Amen. There are a couple more minutes. We're going into prayer. Amen. For maybe you have a sick brother or sister. All right, we're at 754. Last four digits is 7506. Amen. You're in the studio. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon again. I just want to make two comments. The first one is we have to realize, like the scripture said, a little leaveth the whole lump. So we have to give account for our own self and realize when we see we're in certain situations, it's up to us not to, you know, to stay there. Because the Bible says a little leaveth the whole lump. And another comment, we don't sing blood songs anymore. I don't hear too many people asking Jesus to wash them in the blood. We need to go back to the old-time way, ask Jesus to cleanse us and wash us in the blood. What can wash away sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we're asking, just, you know, we got to realize nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to help people. So we're asking, not my blood, nobody else's blood, but Jesus' blood. That will wash away sin. That's my comment for tonight.
All right. All right. God bless you. Yes, you know, we're in that area now, and everybody said, oh, things are new. But God's blood is still the same, Jesus' blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus is the one going to wash. He paid that blood come from the sacrifice in his life. Amen. In the Old Testament, amen, it was known to give a price, and the price was of an animal, a bull, a heifer. Amen. Not sick heifers and not sick sheep. Amen. It had to be without blemish. Amen. Had to be without, amen, any problems to the little animal. And God would take that price, and take that animal, and the priests would slay that animal and take the blood and sprinkle it on the altar. Amen. And nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus gave his life one time. And that could be a problem now. Some saying they have to continue to give a blood sacrifice. Or some that's saying that, amen, they need to crawl from the streets to the temple. Amen. On their knees. Amen. Show repentance. Repentance is one big lie that you can find out there. Amen. That different religions asking you have to work for so many hours a day, or hours a week, or hours a month. They have to sell so many books and cards. Amen. But it's not by works, but it's about faith. Amen. It's not by, there's no way you can sacrifice yourself and your body. Amen. Your children, your lives. Amen. Your bank account. Amen. To come to God, that's another lie. That's a lie. These false teachers, amen, of other faith, bring that in. Amen. Give me $9,000 and I'll go to God for you. Amen. Amen. Fill up this envelope. Amen. And God, you'll hear from God like a genie in a box. No. You're dealing with the creator of all mankind. Amen. He created you. Amen. And just thinking on that surface, thinking on that about your body, your life. Amen. How critical and how, amen, how you're able to reduce and keep equations and bring on things that make it so. And God created that. He created you. He created you. Amen. So he's more smarter than what we think he is. He's more wiser than you think he is. Amen. Man is still trying to find out the things of God. Amen. All right, you can press in 1. Thank God for the last caller. Amen. You can also press 1 and make a comment. Amen. We don't know we'll be on this subject matter. Amen. For a while, but we were talking about false teaching. Amen. They are forbidden to marry, Paul said, in these last days. People don't want to marry. Amen. They living a lie. They living under lies, amen, of organizations and faith. Amen. Say they don't need to. You don't need to forgive. You don't need to repent. You haven't done anything. That's a lie. Amen. You was born in sin. They haven't heard the real gospel. The real gospel that God died for everything. Through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. He brought Christ from the dead. God did. And God is alive. Jesus died, amen, just for one portion of time, and God reached into hell and brought him up, amen, from the dead, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth and you believe that God brought Jesus from the dead, God brought him up, amen, the man Jesus, amen, he brought him up. Amen. And you can be saved. You can. If you believe that he's alive. Amen. He's working for you. He's in heaven working for you. He's preparing a place now for you. He's preparing a place. Amen. This place is going to have to go. Amen. God went to Revelation 21. He said he's going to prepare. Amen. John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. So all of this got to go. All of this got to go. It's contaminated, it's polluted, and the enemy is running wild. But the only safety, the only power you have over him is in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. And you got the victory. When a person come into Christ, they have the victory. The only problem is they have to learn that. They have to learn that. They have to use that. Amen. Somebody give you a brand new car. Say, here's your car. Give me the keys. You look at that car every day. Well, you say, I can't drive. Well, you have to learn. You have to learn. Amen. You have to learn. Oh, I never rode a bus. We have to learn. That's going to happen. Someone have to take you by the hand. Somebody have to give you lessons and time to show you, amen, how to accomplish those things. And this is what it's about, Christ. Amen. Once you come into Christ and you hear, amen, that Jesus died for your sins, your mistakes, your problems, he's going to help you. You're not alone. Then you have to go to somewhere, someplace, somehow, amen, to a church home, a physical church home. Right now, you know, you're working with Zoom. Amen. You're working through electronics means. Amen. And they begin to lead and guide you. Amen. And tell God, amen, be baptized in water. Amen. The more you begin to grow in the knowledge of God, the stronger you get. The stronger you get. So living, when you start living the truth, amen, you begin to be clearly understanding. Say, oh, God, I was in a lie. I was in a lie. I didn't know it. I didn't know it. Amen. But you cannot be selfish. Pride, arrogancy, amen, is not in the spirit of God. All of that falls under, amen, a road to hell. All of that. All right, we're at 561. Last four digits is 3518. God bless you.
That's just to cause this song to fall in my spirit, Bishop. I just want to sing the verse one. Wash me over again. Wash me over again in your precious blood. Wash me over again. Thank you, sister. Thank you for that reminder. That song fell in my heart from what you said. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you for that song, woman of God. Amen. Amen. Paul said, get you a song, a hymn, a spiritual song. Amen. Keep your mind stirred up. Keep your heart stirred up. Amen. All right, we're gonna get ready now to go into prayer. Those of you that have, amen, a prayer request, or someone you know has been caught, maybe in a cult group. They're dealing with, they don't accept Jesus. No, they don't accept Jesus as God's son. And it's so plain, plainly, amen, express that. Amen. And they're very deep into it because they haven't heard the alternative. Amen. And you've been trying to give them the alternative that Jesus loved you and Jesus cared for you. But, you know, it seems as though you feel there's no breakthrough. Remember, God's ways are not like our ways. The word will not come back void. The word of God will not come back void once you, amen, once you give a person the Bible and the word of God, amen, that word going to stay with them because that word is alive. It's alive. So those of you who feel that, you know people that's in different religions, amen, and some that's out, straight out, say they Satan worshipers, amen. Some out say they are atheists, amen. They live in a lie. They live in a lie. So the audience and the market is wider than you think. It's more than just around your cousin, your relative, or the little church, or the big church that you're in, amen. There are many. That's why Jesus came in the world. He had Pharisees, Sadducees, amen, all Herods, amen. They have many groups in this world. Religion is one of the biggest war in the world, amen. So it's not just centralize and localize and, amen, unbelievers, amen, and liars, amen. They are caught in the realm of Satan's seducing spirits. Paul said, in the latter days, some shall depart from the faith. They departing from the faith of God because of material things that the devil said he'll give them. He told Jesus, when Jesus came out of was in the wilderness, he came out of the last 40 days, amen, the last thing, temptation he did, he took up on a high mountain and told Jesus, all of this I'll give you if you fall down and worship me. All the devil wanted somebody to worship him. That's all. You might think your birthmark is all that, you know, that's religious. Amen. But if it break one of the commandments, the first commandment, thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen. If you got something that you have before God, amen, you haven't learned about tattoos and birthmarks and all these other things you used to carry, that takes up a part of your heart. I said, if you had a house with all rooms and in this room, amen, you kept your jewelry, your memories, your past, your letters, your books. Amen. I had records and things, amen, from all over the world. When I was in the service, we got together, we exchanged records. We exchanged letters and things to each other, hats. Amen. So when I came out of the war, I had those things. Amen. And when I got saved, Holy Spirit said, you got to throw those out. That's why those people be fasting and praying. They believe in fasting and praying. You have to listen to the voice of God. If anything that's in your heart that you hold and God cannot get in, let's say you have a flower pot and you're growing a seed, amen, in that flower pot, and you put a seed in that flower pot, amen, you want to make sure you got the right fertilizer, and then when that seed begin to come up, and you say, oh, I know I got a banana tree in that seed, in that pot, and you look up, that's not a banana tree. That's not a banana tree. Oh, no, I know that's a banana tree. There's no way in the world, you know, seed can change hands overnight. Amen. Whatever you plant in your heart, whatever seed in your heart you have, amen, maybe unforgiveness in your heart against someone, amen, all kind of pride in this jealousy and strife against someone, amen, after a while it's going to show out. You can come out of you. Amen. And when God trying to get an apartment in your heart, amen, he began to tell you, repent. That means clean house. Clean house. And all, you still hold that. You still hold it regardless of what God says. And you might have somebody come along and give you a great opportunity. Amen. But God said, no. Oh, Lord, this is all what I wanted. I wanted this all the time. I'm going to get this. The Holy Spirit said, no. Oh. The devil be pushing that. He knows your button. Amen. He knows what make you run and jump and shout. Amen. The devil be glad to have your soul. Amen. He doesn't care. The Satan doesn't care about material wealth. Amen. Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. In Revelation 11, he was kicked out of heaven. In 13, amen, because God saw him going up and down, coveted all these silver and gold, amen, traveling up and down, and God saw him. Lucifer wants your soul. He wants your soul. And he'll throw out many things to get you entangled and lose your soul, amen. And it's, I get on my deathbed. If you ever been down sick, and they give you antibiotics and the pain be striking you, amen, all you want is, if you don't know God, and you wish you had known God, but then are you serious? The Lord be looking at your heart, man. If you live right, you can die right. If you live right, you can die right. Amen. Amen. You want to be able to, making sure the teaching that you have is not a lie. It's not a lie. All right, we can take three prayer requests and be closing it out. Amen. You can press one on your phone. You would desire to give a prayer. for those that you know, your brothers and your sisters, amen, cousins, relatives, are in a different belief. They don't believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, the Creator, the Son, amen, is the Word of God that was manifested, and He walked among us, amen, the incarnated God. He walked among us. He listened, and He died. He died, the Lamb of God, that took away the sins of the world, amen. Then the Spirit of God is here to give us strength and encouragement and enlighten us to say, no, I can't do that. That's the power. If you lack it, if you lack in that power, amen, but you know God is still yours free, free of charge, no charge. Jesus paid it. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Amen. All I have to say, Father, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. Amen. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, give me strength over my weakness and my faults. Lord, forgive me. And amen. And bind this habit, bind this confusion, Lord. Bind this situation that goes on in my life. Amen. I give you the glory. Amen. All right, we can take one more prayer. Those that would desire to pray, amen. All prayer requests. Prayer requests. We got, amen. We're closing real quickly here. We got a prayer request. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you again. Amen. You can hear this Bible, this program again on blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. You can hear this on your computer. Go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You can listen to this broadcast and many more. If you want to witness to somebody and you feel that you're not able to talk with them, amen, go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You'll find, amen, we're here to help throughout the years. Amen. We're proving that God still lives. Amen. But you have to be strong. God told you, Joshua, amen, be strong, be courageous. Amen. When you know Proverbs said that the righteous stand strong as a lion, bold as a lion, but they know they're right. They know they're right. God bless you. Continue to be with us again. Amen. Dr. Truth, you can find us, follow us. Amen. We're on Facebook. Amen. Look for Dr. Truth on Facebook. Amen. Look for Bishop Poole. Bishop Poole, Doctor of Truth. Amen. You'll find us there. Amen. Talking about cohabitation, false teaching. Amen. It has to be said today. It has to come out. Amen. We just can't sit back and see people dying. Amen. There's so many people. Amen. You know. Amen. Will not only not take the mask, they will not protect themselves from death. And the world will be trying to, professionals will try to say, amen. You can protect yourself, but because of the fact they have got involved in lies, amen, they rather go to die because of their pride. Pride and stubbornness, amen, is worse than witchcraft. It's worse than witchcraft. God love you. I love you. Father, we thank you right now about what you have done and what you're going to do. Oh, God, bless these thy people. Those that have been listening, those that have been on the air, those that have been going through the land, God, shield them, protect them, rebuke Satan's hand, open up their eyes to any traps, oh God, any hinders of their life, amen. Give them the glory, give them the spirit, amen, love within you. This we ask, in Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you until next Wednesday night. Or this time until you're able, amen, to hold up your hand and say, Jesus live in my life. God bless you. Thank you for calling.